Powered only by the wind and the sun, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A genetically superior Medicare podcast. And now still trying to catch flies with vinegar, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. It's so wonderful to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us at Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. We are excited about the opportunity to share our medical knowledge with you. And when I say we, it sounds like I'm some kind of a nut, but in a few minutes, you'll understand why I use the third person all the darn time. Anyway, I, as my Canadian nephew just told you, am Doug Jones, your Medicare expert, and I'm here to help you feel good about that impending encounter you're going to have with Medicare. It may be 6 months or a year from now, or it may never happen, but for most people listening to this podcast, there will be a Medicare encounter, and one probably wants to know how to prepare and how to handle that encounter so that one is able to encounter Medicare and be successful and be protected from medical expenses and to be have that protection be a reasonable cost, but yet an effective level of protection. And all of that kind of stuff is going to be contained in my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. So if you were to go to the two places that it's being sold, and that would be Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, you're going to find a very attractively priced edition of Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. You'll be able to order that, have it sent to you, and upon reading, you're going to find out that there is really a simple way to understand all the complexities about Medicare. For most people are going to be well served by Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. Once you have finished perusing it, you're going to say to yourself, aha, I think things are making more sense to me now. At least that's what current readers have been telling me. So when people say that this book has been very helpful to them, I say, that's what I was trying to accomplish, and I'm very pleased to have accomplished it. There's only one other thing for people to do when it's time for Medicare, maybe a couple of months before your retirement or your age 65. When you are going to enroll in Medicare, contact me at the address you'll find in the book, or Randy will tell you at the end of the episode, and I will be happy to help you. I'll show you what the cost would be for the insurance protection that I recommend. And if you say, all right, those costs seem reasonable for the amount of protection I'm getting, then I will fill out your applications for you. I will ask you for signatures, and I will ensure that it's all said and done before your date when Medicare becomes your primary health insurance plan. So that way you will be able to go forth into the world of Medicare and have not a care in the world. That's what Randy likes to do. He likes to have not a care in the world. I see him sitting out by a swimming pool right now, enjoying his beautiful Arizona surroundings. Randy, you look like you are so happy out there in beautiful Arizona, except that it's nighttime. What are you doing out there at night?
I don't know. I vaguely remember starting some testing 2 days ago just to make sure that all my equipment was up to snuff, which I mentioned on an earlier podcast, I've been having trouble with it. And I started testing, and somehow or another, I just found myself still there by the pool at midnight, and well, I'm still there.
If I had a pool like that in my backyard, I would never leave it either. I would be there day and night. So I don't blame you at all. But you have gone through your share of malfunctions recently, and we are behind our podcasting recording schedule. So we're going to have to show up tomorrow when we normally don't do recording.
As the nominal producer, I'm going to have to put the grip on everybody and call them in for overtime.
Yeah, and the overtime is something that we didn't budget for either. So let's try to keep it as under wraps as possible. So I'm going to get going on our Medicare content for today because it is, I think, fairly interesting. I always like it when people argue with each other about political types of things and about their positions on important issues of the day. And so I have a couple of articles dealing with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, you may recall that she's the woman from Oklahoma who, well, you'd never be able to tell that from her accent, but she tried to convince people that she was a healthy chunk of her was Cherokee, I think. And that allowed her.
Is that Pocahontas?
Pocahontas, yes. F-A-U-X.
Pocahontas, yeah. Oh, Is that a new Native American tribe, or is that just something that she dreamt up?
Well, it's something she dreamt up because the tribe she tried to convince people she belonged to almost disowned her. They pretty much said, "Stay out of our clubhouse. You've got something like 1/200th of a percent of Cherokee blood, and that's not enough to qualify you." Heck, you could pick anybody in the world, a Chinaman, a Russian, and they probably have that same amount of Cherokee heritage. And that doesn't qualify you to be a member of the tribe. So they booted her out, but that was too late to help the rest of us because she became a law professor at Harvard. And it was only her faux Cherokee heritage that allowed that to happen. Thank you, Harvard, you morons. So anyway, she has joined the fight, as attentive listeners to this podcast know. There is a war between advocates of Medicare supplement insurance, which I am one. That is the best insurance protection for people in Medicare, in my opinion. And the other side of the coin is the Medicare Advantage Plan, which has its own series of advocates. Why does it have its own series of advocates? Because it is a drain on the federal treasury, and all that federal money is something that people get together and fight over. So the Medicare Advantage salespeople get huge commissions, and so they will never tell you anything bad about Medicare Advantage plans. Senator Warren, I believe, has joined the group of leftist Democrats who have said that Medicare Advantage is bad. And the reason they think it's bad is not because the clients who purchase Medicare Advantage plans are well-served or ill-served. They don't care really about the clients being served properly by their health insurance plan. They don't like the fact that Medicare Advantage plans are designed and sold by private insurance companies. So that's their whole beef, that I, as far as I can tell. Now, because Randy and I feel the same way, we don't want to see people misused by Medicare Advantage plans. I have to say that the enemy of my enemy is my friend in this case. So these Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, who point out the problems with Medicare Advantage plans, are actually working on behalf of a strongly felt point of view that I have as well. So I've got one little article here about her position on this, and it says Senator Warren blames private Medicare insurance for driving up costs. Democratic Senator Warren said that big insurers managing private Medicare plans are making health costs go up for seniors. And it further goes on to say big insurers who manage private Medicare plans are driving up senior health costs, according to Elizabeth Warren. She urges the Biden administration to finalize new rules that would rein in how much the program pays companies. Well, that's because Medicare Advantage plans get all of their operating revenue from the federal government. They get very little of it from the actual insured people. So it's not really insurance. It's really a government program, a single payer, communist type of insurance. There are some trade-offs. They will take people with medical problems that if you had to fill out a health questionnaire for a Medicare supplement, you wouldn't qualify for, but you can only do that at a certain couple of times of the year. And Medicare Advantage plans will not ask any health questions. Medicare supplement plans, the ones that I advocate, will not ask any health questions if you enroll in a timely manner when you first become eligible. So one can avoid all of the negative things that Medicare Advantage plans are pointing fingers at about the Medicare supplement plans. I am an advocate of supplement plans. The evil salespeople who are greedy commission grabbers are advocates of Medicare Advantage plans. Now, I've got another little article here by Diane Omdahl. I seem to bring her name up every time, every episode, and it's because she's right in the thick of things. So her little article here says, what Senator Elizabeth Warren gets wrong about Medigap insurance. Now, be aware, Medigap and Medicare supplement are one and the same. I sell Medicare supplement. I think it's the best protection that people entering Medicare have going for them. When you get the Medicare supplement plan as you first enter Medicare, you will never be asked about your medical conditions or your medical history, and you will never have the plan taken away as long as you pay your premium. And I have ways to ensure that your premium is going to be a fairly low-cost, moderate part of your budget. So let me dip into Diane Omdahl's article here. She says, in early March, Senator Elizabeth Warren released a report about the incentives giant insurance companies offer to agents selling Medicare supplement insurance. Okay, now Elizabeth Warren is coming after me. I don't know what incentive she's talking about. I'm hoping that Diane Omdahl will explain that. So Medicare supplement plans apparently pay agents who sell their products incentives. The report noted that the incentives steer unsuspecting seniors into products that cost them hundreds or thousands of dollars more each year. More than what? The report does not specify, but my guess would be, now this is Diane Omdahl talking, the report doesn't specify, but my guess would be Medicare Advantage plans, an alternative to original Medicare with a supplement. In 2022, 98% of beneficiaries had access to a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan, but many people still opt for a Medicare supplement. You might think this is a horrible substitute when there are lower premium plans available, but there is more to this story than just the premium cost. No premium does not mean no costs. At age 65 or upon retirement, individuals can enroll in Medicare Part A hospital insurance and Medicare Part B medical insurance or outpatient insurance. They then have Medicare coverage, but they also face out-of-pocket costs. For example, hospitalization comes with a $1,600 deductible, and there's a 20% coinsurance for every outpatient service. The two options for additional coverage and protection from unlimited costs present dramatically different ways to handle costs. A Medigap policy, or that's Medicare supplement, that's what I advocate for. A Medigap policy has a monthly premium that, as noted in the report, can range from $90, $98 to $248. Not true, because there is a Medicare supplement plan that costs substantially less than $98 a month. However, you can take richer coverage and pay more. And that's what I do, ladies and gentlemen. I show all those options to people when they decide that they want to know what the cost for Medicare supplement plan would be. So Diane Omdahl goes on to say, however, once enrolled in a policy and seeing healthcare providers who accept Medicare, a beneficiary has predictable out-of-pocket costs. Number two, a Medicare Advantage plan has low or no premiums, but there is cost sharing for almost all services, such as $395 a day for the first 5 days in the hospital, or 20% coinsurance for dialysis treatments. The beneficiary writes checks. That's the participant in Medicare. The participant in Medicare writes checks until reaching the plan's out-of-pocket maximum limit. That's the Medicare Advantage plan. They always have a maximum out-of-pocket limit that is many, many thousands of dollars. The out-of-pocket limit will vary depending on the plan and the location of the person who is insured. This year, the government has set this year's maximum at $8,300. If you stay in the network and you only get treatment from network providers, once you have spent $8,300 on your Medicare Advantage plan cost sharing, then you will get 100% reimbursement for all medical treatment for the balance of the year, all medical treatment provided by that plan. The Medicare Advantage plan then would start over with its massive out-of-pocket cost sharing beginning of the following year. So annual premiums for Medigap policies can be several hundred dollars more than Medicare Advantage plans. However, pay attention to the bottom line. How much will Medicare cost you in a year? Stay healthy, and a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan is probably the best option. But aging is a strong risk factor for many chronic diseases. The older we get, the more likely we will need healthcare services, and that's when the bottom line can change considerably. Consider a 75-year-old man diagnosed with cancer. If he had a Medicare Plan G, that's the popular Medicare supplement that covers everything legally allowed by law, his only out-of-pocket cost would be the Part B deductible of $226 this year. Using a monthly premium of $248, which in my view is higher than average, the top of the line range in the report, the most he would pay this year for Part A and Part B service would be $3,210. That would be the Medicare supplement premium plus that $226 deductible. So he's out of pocket $3,200. Most Medicare Advantage plans charge a 20% coinsurance for chemotherapy, so the plan's maximum limit becomes important. The average out-of-pocket limit for a Medicare Advantage enrollee is almost $5,000, just a few dollars shy of $5,000, and that's for in-network care. The bottom line, with a Medicare supplement policy, this man would face about $3,200 in out-of-pocket costs for the year, compared with $5,000 for a Medicare Advantage plan. In other words, premiums aren't the only healthcare-related cost you need to consider when choosing between Medicare Advantage and original Medicare with a supplement, which, once again, ladies and gentlemen, is the product that I recommend to my clients. Sales incentives that Elizabeth Warren was all upset about are a fact of life for everything from electrical controllers to cars to Medicare insurance. Become a smart shopper, Diane Omdahl says, not an unsuspecting senior. Well, that's probably good advice because, frankly, the sales perks that are offered by insurance companies to agents like me who sell Medicare supplement plans are, believe me, not that enticing. The commissions that in my book, I refer to them as leeches, the commissions that they collect for selling each Medicare Advantage plan, which may turn out to be a big disappointment to you, those commissions are upwards of maybe 10 times the amount of money one gets from selling a Medicare supplement plan. So a little bit of an extra incentive just takes the edge off. It doesn't cause one to rake in a big profit. So Medicare Advantage plans throw the government money around like drunken sailors. Medicare supplement plans are reasonably priced insurance to help you deal with your Medicare expenses in a reasonable way. So moving on to another article here, White House moves to crack down on Medicare Advantage denials. Wow, who knew that Medicare Advantage causes disappointment and problems for its clientele? Randy didn't know. This is all news to Randy. He's completely shocked by this. Final regulations issued Wednesday, and this was a couple of weeks ago, I think, mean Medicare Advantage plans won't be able to reject coverage of care that would otherwise be covered for those enrolled in the traditional Medicare program, according to this online publication. Medicare Advantage plans will have to stop denying required care. The Biden administration is moving forward with proposals that would crack down on Medicare Advantage insurers that deny care inappropriately, including if companies use algorithms to turn down coverage. This happens every day to people that have Medicare Advantage plans. The coverage is shaky, and their promises are not always adhered to faithfully. Those are my words. Those are not the words of this article. Starting next year, Medicare Advantage plans cannot reject coverage of procedures, prescription drugs, or supplies that would otherwise be covered if someone were enrolled in the traditional Medicare program. You know, the reason they say that is because if you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, then regular Medicare is taken away from you. If you enroll in regular Medicare, then an Advantage plan is taken away from you. And my suggestion then is let's get a Medicare supplement so that you've got full protection. So that's why they say they're going to force these Advantage plans to cover everything that regular Medicare would cover if these people had that as their medical insurance. So it's a wonder that that hasn't been modus operandi in the past. It's going to drive up their costs. They're going to have to try to squeeze their profit from another area that most of my clients with Medicare supplement plans are never going to have to deal with. Here's a little article about Humana. They have decided to leave the group insurance business and concentrate on government plans. Now, why would Humana want to concentrate on government plans? My thinking is that the government is very loosey-goosey with your money, with the taxpayers' money, and Humana is going to cash in on that. They are going to concentrate on government plans which are paid for by the federal government, and they want to be the biggest player in that marketplace. So they're going to stop offering coverage, group coverage, to employers, and they're going to stop issuing plans that cover the employer's workforce. I think they're going to continue with individual Medicare plans, but I'm going to keep a close eye on that. So I see that Randy's eyelids are getting a little heavy. He's starting to think about his afternoon nap, and I'm thinking maybe I should let him go and let him curl up with his doggies and spend the afternoon engaged in quiet contemplation. How does that sound, Randy?
You know, that sounds pretty good. It actually does sound really good. But before I let everybody go, I just wanted to point out that I dreamt up a metaphor for Medicare Advantage plans a long time ago. And it happens to be something that Doug thinks, it puts a smile on his face. Medicare Scam Vantage.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, a good one.
Scam, I love that one. But what I would like to point out is that if really they're moving this direction so that Medicare Advantage plans have no ability to reject claims if they would be approved claims under traditional Medicare.
Right.
I think that's probably a start in the right direction, but wouldn't that also mean that they're just going to hike up their plan in a way that there's going to be more out of pocket?
That's what it seems like would happen, because these plans have a certain profit margin that they enjoy. And they're not going to want to give that up in order to be more responsible in their treatment of their members. So I'm inclined to think it's going to drive up the premiums that people are going to be asked to pay. And it's going to be maybe up moved into the area, the same level of payment as Medicare supplement plans.
Well, the other thing I was going to point out is that there's a reason that they're called Part C.
And that reason is?
It stands for crap. Part C stands for crap.
Yeah. And,
but the other thing is they all wear, you know, all these Medicare adjust. Who would I call the people that approve payment or not approve payment? What do you call them?
Those are claims people.
Claims adjusters. Okay.
But, pencil pushers.
Pencil pushers. The last time I saw a Medicare Advantage claims department, there was a big banner on the wall, and everybody also had a matching T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Just say no. Just
yes.
Say no.
Because we've seen the statistics and the studies on those things. We've talked about them in the past, in which a Medicare Advantage plan will say, turn down every claim in a certain area or a certain type of service, and then only allow the payment to those who decide to appeal. And the appeal process is so convoluted, very few people decide to appeal. So we have seen that, and the federal government knows that this is going on. Are they going to fix it? We don't think so, because they haven't done it yet. They've had years to do it. They've identified the problem. They have not taken major steps, only baby steps, to address these problems.
Well, you know, that type of thing, I don't know. I was born and raised out in the Midwest on a ranch, and those kinds of things just toast my buns like about a fire about 42 inches tall.
Well, you've got a friend whose buns got toasted big time by his Medicare Advantage plan, as I recall.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But anyway, I was just wanted to point out that the other thing I had done a little research on, you know, in preparation for this podcast, is that you had mentioned that Elizabeth Warren trying to claim Native American membership.
Yes.
With a very, very, very small percentage of her past.
Teeny tiny.
I looked up teeny tiny. And I think it's probably important to know that, you know, there's people have done people that really know this have done research. Now, if you have heritage from Europe, what is your percentage of DNA that originated from a Neanderthal?
Oh, yeah. I should know this, and I just don't. Tell us what that is.
They have everybody that originated from a European ancestry,
right,
has that between 1% and 2% Neanderthal. Yeah. I've got more Neanderthal in me than she's got Native American.
You're absolutely right. And frankly, I've been accused of being Neanderthal by my lovely spouse, but in reality, I'm an Oklahoman, just like Elizabeth Warren. That's what she's mistaking. She thinks the primitive parts of my being are really the Oklahoma aspect of me. And Elizabeth Warren shares that. She and I are kindred spirits, except for the points of view.
So am I remembering correctly that Elizabeth Warren decided to claim Native American heritage in order to get a free ride at law school in Harvard?
I think it was to teach at Harvard, because Harvard is a bunch of Harvard is a bunch of woke morons.
Whoa.
They have a rule that you got to have a certain number of minorities there as instructors. You don't go looking for the best instructor; you go looking for the best minority instructor you can find.
Then
Elizabeth Warren decided to become a minority. How nice for her!
I could have raised my hand and said, are you looking for any Neanderthals? That's a minority.
So now she used that as a springboard to become a U.S. senator from Massachusetts. And now from that perch, she's pontificating about a sales incentive for a salesman offered by an insurance company in order to have that salesman sell their products. Well, I believe sales incentives are what America's all about. So I would differ drastically with her, as you might have heard me say during that part of the episode.
You know, some days I just wonder, but you know, we'll leave that for another podcast.
Yeah, we keep fighting the good fight. You know, once in a while they say something that makes sense, like Medicare Advantage plans are not good. They have a different reason than we do for thinking that Medicare Advantage plans are not good, but I'll take their support in that fight against Medicare Advantage plans.
To your point, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes, it is, often.
So anywho, we need to move on. Our 75-cent clock just ran out a few minutes ago. So before we go, I'd like to remind everyone that Doug is a licensed agent to help you with your Medicare supplement plans nationwide and D.C. He loves to get email at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Send him a letter, you know, ask him a question, make a comment, you know, voice a concern, do anything. He loves it. I caught him this morning before we went in the studio, standing out by his mailbox, waiting.
And frankly, the mailman's late today, darn it. So I got to go back.
It was like he was waiting for his decoder ring.
Well, I already have my Secret Squadron decoder ring from 1954, and that's good enough for me right now. But I do appreciate hearing from all of our listeners. And if you have questions, as Randy said, go ahead and contact me, and I'll be happy to address them.
Yes, absolutely. He is probably, well, not even probably, I would vote him as the most responsive agent that I've ever seen, and many others would agree with me. So I think he needs a pat on the back for responsiveness and honesty, truthfully. But in the meantime, if you could find a way to give us a rating on our podcast, we'd certainly appreciate it, because we're always in the rating wars. And on the book, if you could go to Amazon or wherever you purchased it, give us a little thumbs up on there and maybe make a little comment. You know, a comment with some stars is a whole lot more powerful than just stars. I agree with it, but that's the way the algorithms work also. So in the meantime, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma originally, now living in the high altitudes behind Cave Creek, Arizona, in what we affectionately call his fortress of solitude. And I'm going to clock it in. Oh, I think I'll clock it in at about 8,000 feet this morning.
Well, we've got nice warm days coming up. I'll take 8,000 feet. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. See you soon.